Lift up your hands in the worship of God.
So I need your oil to keep that flame burning, to compare the world to know you are God. So I need your oil to keep that flame burning.
So I need your love to keep the flame burning, to compare the world to know.
Lift up your hands.
I want to know you are God.
In the name of Jesus, lift up your two hands. Do you feel His presence here? His anointing.
So I need your love to keep the flame burning, to compel the world to know your God. So I need your love to keep the flame burning, to compare the world to know your God.
So I need your to keep the flame burning, to
to compare the world to know your God.
Father, thank you. Adonai, thank you. Elion, we worship you. Thank you for this climate of your presence. Thank you for this climate of revival. Thank you, because not one person will leave here the same way they have come. Lift your hands high and whisper that name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
again. Power! Power of the Holy Ghost! Ite palara hasedi, ite peli, teke repedia, ite kepede, sina managalasha, le perite che se perani gagalea la hosa, le perete si predilo tere di galasha. Receive the visitation of His power, of His touch on your life now. That left-sided migraine returns back to hell right now. That coughing they showed you in the dream of the night, inherit those who prepared that coffin for you. Every grave they dug for you, be filled with those who dug that grave. I declare a new season. I declare a new hell. For upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance and there shall be holiness. And the sons of Jacob shall possess their possession. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeared before the Lord. I thank you, Lord, because someone is going to a new level of strength. Be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and in verse 1 and 2. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee if thou shall hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. The Lord shall set thee above all nations of the earth. The subject this morning is existence at the top. Existence at the top. Our objective is 1. Understanding what it means to exist at the top. We shall be understanding what it means to exist at the top place of life. Number 2, we shall be understanding the purpose of existence at the top. What does it mean to exist at the top? And what is the purpose? The scriptures made it abundantly clear that the top is the place for God's people, the very top. That is, God has no other place in mind for his people except the very top. In excellence, in authority, he has no other place except the very top. In excellence, in authority, and in various realms and endeavors of life. The question is, what does it mean to exist at the top? Number one, it means to be outstanding and exceptional in one's field of endeavor or assignment. You are outstanding. You are exceptional in your field of endeavor, in your assignment. That is, you stand out in what you do. In Genesis chapter 39 and in chapter 41 and in verse 39 to verse 40, we saw a man like that whose name was Joseph. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has showed thee all this, there is none so discreet, none so wise as you are. Thou shalt be over my house, and according to your word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. That is, you are outstanding. You are exceptional in your endeavor, in your assignment. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 18, we saw a man like that, also his name, David. Then answered one of the servants and said, behold, I have seen a son of Jesse the Bethlehemite that is cunning in playing and a mighty valiant man, a man of war and prudent in matters, a comely person, and the Lord is with him. This is the place for God's people. That is, in your field of endeavor, in construction, when people see your structures, they stand out. In architecture, when they see your handwork, it stands out. In music, it stands out. In interior designs, it stands out. In graphics, it stands out. In the practice of medicine, it is absolutely outstanding. You are the outstanding neurosurgeon, the outstanding cardiothoracic surgeon. That is the place God has for his people. And I speak to someone here today. You shall stand out after this moment. That amen can be better. That amen can be better. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. What does it mean to exist at the top? Number two, it means existing as a leader in your field of endeavor. Right, rephrase it another way. Existing as a leader who influences multitudes positively in your field of endeavor or assignment. Existing as a leader who influences multitudes positively in your field of endeavor or assignment. You influence multitudes positively. That is, in your field, in your area of expertise, when the leaders of that field, when they call the leaders in the field, they call you. Those who shape policies, who form policies, those whose opinion
opinion matter in that field, they call you. In Judges chapter 7 and in verse 17, Gideon was speaking to them and to his people, and he said unto them, look on me and do likewise. And behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that as I do, so shall ye do. When I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that as I do, so shall you do. I am in front. I am a leader. My assignment is to influence you positively. Very, very important. In your field of endeavor. 1 Samuel chapter 18 and in verse 7. That was what happened in the life of David in Israel. And the women answered one another as they played and said, Saul has slain his thousands and David his ten thousands. Saul has slain his thousands. That is, nobody can ignore the influence and the impact of David. Listen to this. In your field, you are the reference that the younger ones want to attend to. I want to be a neurosurgeon like Dr. Benjamin Carson. I want to be a property developer like so and so. You are a leader at the front. And that is what God has made the church to be. In all fields of human endeavor, in science, Michael Faraday, Isaac Newton, in medicine, in engineering, right at the forefront. That is what God has made the church to be. In the days of Abraham, he was the leader in agriculture. Abraham set up the ranching system. In the days of Isaac, irrigation famine. In the days of Jacob, the technology of genetic engineering started, I believe, with him. They were all the leaders in the field. In commerce and production, the days of Job, he was right in front. He was the greatest of the men of the East. That is the plan and the purpose of God for his people. I want every trace of mediocrity to die from your head. I want every trace of inferior existence to die from your head. I want every stamp of low self-esteem to die out of your head. I prophesy to someone here today, in the name of Jesus, the place God has for you at the top, you shall take that place. If you are saying amen, you will start it like a believer. Lift your right hand, say in the name of Jesus, God has a place for me at the top, and I am taking my place. Say it louder, God has a place for me at the top, and I am taking my place. And no devil can stop me from taking my place. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. I have two more that I might refer to, but because of time, I will step into that in the second service. But now, we have just seen just two things, what it means to exist at the top. Now, what is the purpose of existence at the top? Why does God want me to be at the top? Is this so that I can brag and show what I can become or anything? I'll give you three reasons. Three reasons why God wants us at the top. Number one, to represent God. The purpose of existence at the top, number one, to represent God, or to represent the authority and the excellence of our God to our generation. God wants us to be up, so we can represent the authority and the excellence of our God to our generation. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to verse 27, the Bible says, And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion. Let's make people to look like us, so they can dominate like we dominate. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the earth, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. He created them so they can dwell and exist at the top. In Psalm 8 and in verse 3, all the way to verse 9. Psalm 8, verse 3. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained. What is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, that's an Elohim, that's the Hebrew word there, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Somebody say amen. People can't see God, but they can see you. When they see you, they are meant to be reminded of how God looks like. Are you hearing what I'm saying? In dignity, in authority, in excellence, in performance, in influence, in realm of operation, they are meant to be reminded of how God looks like. You are the visible representative of the invisible God. Did you hear what I just said? You are designed to be the visible representative of the invisible God. The physical personality of the invisible personality they can't see. There is something about you that will make them know how your father looks like. Many, many years ago, we traveled to Benue State. This would be like 15 or 20 years ago. My little baby was a baby growing up and down. And one of my friends, we grew up together, a classmate, he looked at me and said, he called my local name. This baby running up and down, this is Idoko's son, his child. I said, yes, he's my son. He's my daughter. He's going to be running up and down. Now, he didn't even know. He just saw semblance. Something in the baby just reminded him of his age mate's appearance and look. Somebody said to me many years ago, you preach like your father. I said, does my father preach? He said, you didn't know? 1947 to the 50s, he used to do morning cry in the village. I went and asked my father at home, do you preach? He said, Haba, we are the one who have original fire. You see, you can preach on empty stomach for 7 days. No food in those days in the village. I didn't know. I wasn't there. But something inside me reminded somebody of a preaching. You see, my father preached on Christmas Eve. Was it the year of 1947? From night till morning in the village. Was telling me. That is how it is in the realm of the spirit. Something about you should remind people of your God. God is up. You are not meant to be down. Hey! He is the Most High. You are not permitted to be the most low. He is on the top of his game. You are not permitted to be under in your game. Am I speaking to somebody here? Stand up on your feet and say, I am stepping up. I am standing out. I am the son. All right, I am the child of my father. I cannot be otherwise. I look like him. And when people see me, they are reminded of the audacity, the authority, the excellence of my God. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen. Hallelujah. They are reminded. They are reminded. They are reminded of the authority. They are reminded of the audacity. There is something about you that is not common, that is not earthly. There is something about you that is celestial. There is something about you that is heavenly. There is something about you that is superior. They can't trace any trace of inferiority around you at all. That is what makes some people angry with us. Because you have such a God, such an audacity, such an authority. You don't feel inferior. You can't be intimidated. Nobody looks down on you. You talk with force and authority. So they are wondering, what kind of person is this? If you are moving about, apologize, you know. I'm very, very sorry. Did I offend you? Just moving like chicken that rain beat. Then they will be very happy with you. But if you move with chest out, and you say, I can't beg, I can't borrow. What kind of person is this? In this economy, who do you think you are? Hey! I see something happening to somebody here. But let me warn you ahead of time. On your way up, be very ready for jealous people. Envy, jealousy, hatred, bitterness. If you are on the floor, they leave you alone. If you are in the pit, you are their friend. If you are not doing anything significant with your life, you are a good person. But if you are ever doing anything significant with your life, enemies will become friends for your sake. They will just be united for your sake. But what anointing is doing, annoyance can't stop. To seven people, tell them your place is at the top. 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 Woo! Help me walk to seven other people. Tell them, refuse any other place but the top. 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 I announce to you today, I prophesy to you, I decree upon you today, the place that God has given you at the top, you shall occupy that place. No devil shall take you down from there. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. As you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. God wants us to represent the authority and the excellence of our God to our generation. They look at you, you remind them of what it means to serve God. What it means to live for God. What it means to have the nature of God in your life. What it means to be the offspring of the Lion of the tribe of Judah. What it means to be the child of the Most High, the all-wise God. The one who owns the silver and the gold. Somebody say a loud amen. Why? What is the purpose of our existence at the top? Number two, to administer and govern earthly systems and institutions with kingdom principles. God wants to take us up so we can administer and govern earthly systems and institutions with kingdom principles. To show the world how heaven does things. How the King of Kings does his things. To administer and govern earthly systems and institutions with kingdom principles. In so doing, we are saturating the earth with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. I'm sure you understand what I'm saying. When an unbeliever or a sinner is in a place, he does the things the way his unbeliever mindset and the devil, his father, directs him to do. But when a child of God is in a place, over a place, he will govern that place, administer that place according to kingdom principles. According to how things are done. Kingdom principles. We saw that in the life of Joseph in Egypt. But look at Daniel chapter 3 verse 29 all the way to verse 30. The Bible said, therefore I make a decree concerning, now this is the situation with Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, that every people, nation and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, it shall be cut in pieces. And their house, it shall be made a dunghill, because there is no God, other God, that can deliver after this sort. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Daniel chapter 6, verse 1 to 3. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. And then, over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give accounts unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. There was a spirit of excellence. There was a spirit in Daniel that made him to do things differently, to do things kingdom way, to do things kingdom style. And because of that spirit that was in Daniel, they set him over the whole realm. Am I communicating at all? So God wants us to teach the world integrity, for example, in the workplace, to teach the world principles of honesty, principles of truthfulness, principles of faithfulness, productivity. You see, he wants to teach us promptness of duty and several things. That is, you are, by being over the systems, you are preaching the gospel with what you do without saying anything with your mouth. Am I communicating at all? To administer and govern the systems of the earth with kingdom principles. People will watch you for a while and they say you do things very differently. There is a way you do things. You do things very differently. Who are you? Where are you from? Then you'll be able to introduce yourself to them. Who are you? Where are you from? There's a way you look. There's a way you talk. There is a way you move. There is a way you carry out your things. There is even a spirit behind what you do. There is a calmness. There is a climate you carry. And by the time they are able to see that, then the systems can be influenced. Somebody say a loud amen. God is about to give somebody an opportunity that will show the world how to do things. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. If you are the one that God is about to position, shout the loudest amen. Somebody brought his staff to the church here, and he asked me to pray for them. The staff oil and gas, hospitality and so on. They are into a couple of things. And after I finished praying for them, he said to me, he said, anybody in this organization who does not know career and workplace wisdom cannot work in our office. The little book that I wrote on career and workplace wisdom. You know what he did? He said, you all, what is wisdom one? They recited it. Wisdom two. They recited it. Wisdom three. Wisdom four. Verbatim. He said they have to recite it every morning. Business moved from hundreds of millions to billions. One of our staff or officers here, a member of the church, an usher here, is a high player in her office. By applying principles of the kingdom in the office. If they want to give an account from 100 million and above, they look for her. Administer that account for us. You say, by the operation of that wisdom, winning international awards, global. That's what God wants us to do. To show the world how to do it. To administer systems with kingdom principles. There are people seated here today. I announce to you, in the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ the resurrected Lord, very, very shortly, you will become the answer to the problems in your organization. The answer to the problems in your community. The answer to the problems in your family. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. I'll begin to round up and then we can pray. Why does God want us to function in excellence? Number three, to literally attract people to our Maker by the display of excellence, outstanding performance, and forefront existence. Again, God wants to attract people. Use us to attract people to our Maker. To literally attract people to our Maker. By the display of excellence, outstanding performance, and forefront or frontline existence. That is, you display so much excellence. You are so outstanding in your performance. You are at the forefront in existence. And they know that you are a Christian. You know, everybody is attracted to excellence. Everybody. Everybody is attracted to excellence. And quality carries its own publicity. Hey! Hey, 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 hey! In Matthew chapter 5 and in verse 14, Matthew chapter 5 verse 14, he said, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. And then verse 16 said, let your light so shine before men, so that they will see your good works. See, they will see. Be outstanding, shine, be a shining star. And that will attract them to your Father which is in heaven. To your Father which is in heaven. Isaiah chapter 61 and in verse 9. Isaiah chapter 61, he said, and their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offsprings among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord has blessed. Everyone who see them shall acknowledge them. They shall take notice of them, that these are not a normal people. These are a seed which the Lord has blessed. Excellence is more evangelistic than utterance. There are people who will follow you to church because of how you look. Am I communicating? There are people who will follow you to church because of how you look, because of what you do, because of the results you produce. The results you produce. Who is attracted to mediocrity? Nobody except other mediocres. Who is attracted to average existence? You're always failing in class, always doing the assignment in the office upside down, and then you are giving them handbill to follow you to church. To follow you to which church so I can become like you? No. But when you are outstanding, one of our classmates in the university in those days is now a big man, director in one of the... He said, one reason why he read with my group, myself and two other brothers who are Christians, one reason why he read with us was that he was sure that if he read with us, he will pass. He had already failed and repeated one class and met us in the class. But he studied around with us because he said he was sure that if he... Now, he was telling me with his mouth. He said, if I read with you, I know I will pass. And he passed. He had failed before. He repeated the class. Our final MD, medicine and surgery final, all the questions were reversed. We went into the hall and saw them. Am I communicating at all? That was how it was. That is, without preaching, there are people who are attracted to you without your preaching. That is why you must make up your mind that you will not be a mediocre. Lift up your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, the top is my place and I must take that place. Say, I must take my place at the top. No devil can stop me. Did somebody receive anything here this morning? If you are the one, you received anything here this morning, your amen will be the loudest. This is my conclusion very, very quickly, number one. Conclusion and counsel, number one. Realize that excellence is a department of godliness. When I say excellence, I mean to excel. That is existing in authority. Excellence, and that is existence in authority, is a department of godliness. Being at the top, godliness means godlikeness, like godness. Being at the top makes you look like God. It's a department of godliness. To strive to be like God is to exist at the top. If you are going to be like your father, you are meant to be at the top in every realm of life. Listen. You shall be the head and not the tail. Above only and never beneath. It is unlike God to be the tail and not the head. And to be beneath and not above. It's unlike God. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1 to 2. So it's godliness. If you are becoming like God, you are to be propelled to the top. Propelled to the top spiritually, financially, in your career, in every realm. Number two, realize that excellence, we are talking about existence in the position of influence or in the position of authority, offers you more evangelistic and discipleship opportunity than any other kind of existence. Excellence, existence at the top, offers you more evangelistic and discipleship opportunity than any other kind of existence. I will talk about this more in the second service. That is, when you are on top, the platform has been given to you to effortlessly evangelize and disciple the people under you. The platform is made available for you to effortlessly evangelize. Look at what Job said. Job, the man on top. Job chapter 29, verse 21 to 23. Job 29. He said, unto me men gave ear and waited kept silence at my counsel. Who is talking? The greatest man in the East. Unto me, men gave ear. I don't beg them for audience. I have excellence, and excellence gave me influence and audience. They gave ear and waited. They kept silence at my counsel. After my words, they spake not again. My speech dropped upon them, command bomb. And they waited for me, dropped upon them like bomb. And they waited for me as for the rain. And they opened their mouth wide as for the latter rain. That is, I was such a commander among them. My excellence gave me a voice that could not be denied. Am I communicating? You are a driver in the office. You are a supervisor. And your MD CEO, he said, coming Sunday, I have Thanksgiving in my church. Would you like to come with me? Is that how he will ask you? Next Sunday, I have Thanksgiving in my church, and I'm inviting you all to come with me. Full stop. I have another thing to do somewhere. It's okay, go ahead and do it. But it is on record that MD has a program you didn't attend. I may not take it personal with you now, but it's on record. No, you won't even think of doing any other thing. Okay, how many people should I come with? It is easier for the boss to say, my domestic staff, come with me to church, than for the domestic staff to say, Oga, follow me to church. It's easier. God will make you the Oga. And if you are a woman, the Oga Madam. Stand up on your feet in a shout of praise. A louder shout of praise. Is there somebody on fire here this morning? Take your seat well. Take your seat again because you didn't stand well. Is there somebody on fire here this morning? Somebody who is about to take your place at the top. And no witch from your family. And no wizard from your family. And no occult power from your family will limit where God is taking you. Then stand on your feet with a shout of victory. Woo! I don't know what you feel, but for me, I have rejected the pit existence, the ground level for life, forever. I've rejected it forever. There are some letters our people write at times for one thing or the other. Maybe official things. And I said, no, don't write the letter like that. This is too beggarly. Change it. No, you can't, don't phrase it like this. Or you can't even title it like this. It's too beggarly. Not knowing who you are is not humility. It is stupidity. I'm sorry. That is, this is where God placed you, and you placed yourself down there. It's not humility. It's not even humility. Hallelujah. Today is something. Now, I am not saying that we should be proud or arrogant. That is another extreme. That is another extreme. Where you can't greet people and can't respect people. That's another extreme. No. We are respectful. We are respectful. But there is a back. We know who we are. Inside that respect, we have dignity. Am I communicating at all? So there is a balance. Right now, you are going to lift up your hands and your voice. First of all, thank God for the word you heard this morning. If you have been blessed and you were touched by that word, lift your voice and thank the Lord. Father, thank you for your word to me today. Are you ready? Lift your voice and thank the Lord. Thank you for your word to me this morning. I give you the praise. I give you the honor. I give you the adoration for your word to me. Lift your voice, speak to God. Lift your hands, lift your voice. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elion, for your word to me today. Ancient of days, Lily of the Valley, blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. In Jesus' precious name, we're going to deal with some forces that prevent people from becoming who God wants them to be. Zechariah chapter 1, verse 18, all the way to verse 20. Then lifted I up mine eyes, and saw, and behold, four horns. And I said unto the angel that talked with me, what be these? And he answered me, these are the horns which have scattered Judah and Israel and Jerusalem. And the Lord showed me four carpenters. Then I said, what come these to do? And he spake, saying, these are the horns which have scattered Judah, so that no man did lift up his head. But these are come to free them, to cast out the horns of the Gentiles, which lifted up the horn over the land of Judah to scatter it. God is saying, there are people that no matter what they do, they can't lift up their head. Because there are some forces called the horns of the Gentiles that make them to just go like this permanently. He said, but I have some other counter forces called the carpenters. And I release these carpenters to scatter the horns, so that these people can lift up their head and become who they are meant to be. This morning, every horn of the Gentile fighting your life and your destiny from arising in prominence shall be scattered by the carpenters of God. Lift up your voice and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask for the release of the carpenters of God against every horn of the Gentile that is risen to scatter my life and bow down my head and my life in the name of Jesus. Oh, you carpenter, arise and scatter these holes now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Arise and scatter these holes. Carpenters of God, arise and scatter these horns. The horns of the Gentiles, 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 the horns of the Gentiles that will not allow me to lift up my head. Arise and scatter them. Arise and scatter them. Arise and scatter them. Arise and scatter them. Let us ready. Let us sit arena. Yes, Lord. Father, let this house be scattered. Let this house be scattered. Let this house be scattered by the carpenters of God. It shall pass in Jesus' precious name. Leviticus chapter 26 and in verse 13, it said, I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt. Everyone here in any form of Egypt, you are coming out. Listen, before the next 7 days, you will have a testimony to tell from this prayer. I brought you out of the land of Egypt that you should not be their bondmen. And I have broken the bands of your yoke and made you to go upright. They wanted your life crooked, but I am making you to go upright. Lift your hands and your voice and say, Father,
Father,
I ask
that you break
every yoke that has bent my life, that has hindered my life and my progress. Father, you brought me out of Egypt. I ask that you break every yoke of limitation on my life today in the name of Jesus. Oh, you yoke of limitation on my life, on my destiny, pray, scatter now. Open your mouth and pray. Oh, you yoke of limitation, scatter. Oh, you yoke of limitation over my life, over my destiny, scatter, 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 scatter. Oh, you yoke of limitation. Oh, you yoke of limitation. Oh, you yoke of limitation. Scatter, 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 scatter. Let us get better than the Hassan. Shut up, let Parana Gala Hassan. Let the rest be to Gala Hassan. Let the rest be to Sharota Satakala. The yoke is scattered in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Final note on this. Psalm 2, verse 1. All the way to verse 5. Everybody read it with me. One to go. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he vex, speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Father, every conspiracy against my life, scatter them. Every conspiracy against the church in Nigeria. I'm sure you are aware of what is going on across this country right now. I heard people calling me from Sokoto yesterday about the tension and the situation that is ongoing right there. Every conspiracy against the church in Nigeria. Every conspiracy against this particular church. Every conspiracy against your life and your family. Wherever it came from, we demand that it be scattered. Lord, arise and show that you are God in Nigeria. Lift your voice and say, Father, we decree against every conspiracy against the church in Nigeria. Every conspiracy against the church, Dunami. Every conspiracy against my life, against my family, against my destiny. Father, we demand that this conspiracy will scatter. Oh Lord, arise in Nigeria as in the days of Elijah and show that you are God. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Every conspiracy against the church in Nigeria. Every conspiracy against the church in Nigeria. Every conspiracy. Every conspiracy against the church in Nigeria. Every conspiracy against my life. Every conspiracy against my destiny. Father, scatter them. Father, scatter them. Father, scatter them. Scatter the conspiracy. The conspiracy against the church in Nigeria. Satanic conspiracy against this church. Against tsunami. Scatter every conspiracy against my life. Against my destiny. Scatter every conspiracy from the pit of hell. Scatter, scatter, scatter.
arise and show that you are God in Nigeria, as in the day of Elijah. Arise and show that you are God in Nigeria. Arise and show that you are the God that answers by fire. Arise, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. The Lord has answered us in Jesus' name. Lift up your hands. He said in verse 8, ask of me, and I will give you the hidden for your inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for your possession. We are in an operation. Find and bring your brother. But beyond that, Father, we ask for this nation. Give this nation. Take this nation for yourself from the hands of the wicked and the hands of the enemy. Lift your voice and say, Father, we ask for Nigeria as our possession, and the hidden in our land as our inheritance. We ask and we receive now. Open your mouth and pray. Sida layada. Litete peredia. Zele peredi gagala. Lete se peradi. Le pereti sida. 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 Let us separate the gala. Let us separate the Syria. Eke se paradis. Eke se paradis. Let us turn it up. Thank you, Master. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name. Lift up your two hands everywhere you are and receive the fire. Something is burning. Something is burning. Ay, ay, ay. Lift your hands. Something is about to drop. Something is burning. Something is burning.
Lord, we wait on you. Lift up your hands. The fire is about to break the yoke over your life, over your family, over your destiny. Also, there is about to be the release of the fire of revival on your life. The fire of revival on your prayer life, your study of the word, your worship life, your fasting, your evangelism. And the yoke that has limited you from rising is about to be broken. The ancestral curse, the generational curse, the family curse, the occultic curse is about to be broken. Lift up your hands, and at the count of three, you will scream fire and place the hand on your head and begin to pray in tongues. There will be diverse encounters. Unclean spirits shall leave, serpentine spirits shall leave, garments that are not of God shall be roasted on fire. People shall come out of the pit and the grave. Every grave they have dug for you or your family member, the grave shall be covered. The coffin shall be set on fire. Personalities that are of God shall step out of your life. Lift your hands and Father, let the fire flow. And that's right. At the count of three, receive the release of fire. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, and 3.
Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Give him the worship. Something happened just now. Father, thank you. Someone who had an encounter just now, a demonic spirit stepped out of you. Somebody looking like you exactly stepped out of you. Somebody with the left knee just got healed. With a right eye condition also got healed. With a breast condition also got healed. Quickly step forward here because of time. And let's hear from you. God did something just now. A hip condition on the left also just got healed. A spirit of wretchedness and poverty just left somebody right now. Wretched devil with a cup in hand just took off from somebody's life here. A new day and a new season is upon you. Give the Lord a big clap as you take your seat. 1 minute. Just hit the road running. Come, young man. What happened to you? What happened to you?
I had an accident 3 days back.
On the left knee there?
And right now...
I can even see a stain. Is there an opening there? And right... There's an open wound there. And right now it is free. Okay, don't bother. Right now it is free. Move it, Leslie. On the left knee. I'm sure you heard it when it was said. Lift up your hands. In the name of Jesus, every deposit of hell in your life returns back to hell. What happened to you?
When we were praying, we said we should touch our head with fire. I saw something like an anointing dropping on my hand. Last night I had a revelation where a dog came and bite my
hand. She had a revelation where a dog came bit her hand, but just now the oil of God dropped on that hand. Every witchcraft attack on your life before today, by the reason of the anointing, it is neutralized. Somebody shout power!
Sir, he has served a man before, and after a while he disengaged from him, and all of a sudden he saw the man being pulled out by you from his body in the
today,
service. Today, right,
the man that he served before,
I have been living in him.
I have been living in him.
Yes, sir.
No wonder the wretchedness and the poverty.
Yeah.
The man just got pulled out.
Yes, sir.
Step here. Every demonic, can you stand up on your feet? People are moving about not knowing what they are carrying inside. Place your right hand on yourself and lift up the other hand and say after me, say in the name of Jesus. Every demonic personality, witchcraft personality, occultic personality, or deposit from hell in my system, you are released now. All you demonic deposit in the name of Jesus, all your, I like you to pray it with all seriousness. All you demonic deposit in the name of Jesus, you are leaving me now. On your marks, get set. Somebody shout, get out! Go! Go! Get out! Get out! You demonic deposit. Your tenure expired. Your tenure expired. Your tenure expired. Mashallah, ya, 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 ya. In Jesus' name, take your seat.
Sir, just like the word was released, she says she saw an old woman with tattered clothes just walked out of her.
Spirit of wretchedness just left her. Old woman with tattered clothes. Lift your hands. Say after me, every demon of wretchedness, every demon of empty-handedness, every demon of scarcity and shortage around my life, today is your end. Oh, you demon, you are living now. On your mask, get set. Shout, go!
Last week, our brother was diagnosed to have kidney stone. He came with severe pain. But at the shout of fire, he said the pain disappeared. Now he's totally set free.
Congratulations, step over here.
He also said he came here.
Yes.
He said while the prayers were ongoing, he saw a chain round his neck, his head. But while the shout of fire went on, he said he saw you appeared and touched the chain and the chain broke.
Wow. Spirit of confusion. Spirit of blockage of mentality. Lift up your hands. Every chain around, somebody say every chain. Say it louder. Say every chain around my life. Anywhere you are breaking now. Oh, you chain by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Scatter now. Scatter. Scatter now. Scatter now. Scatter.
Yes, sir. Brother Daniel went for burial of the brother.
He went for burial.
Yes. And from there, he had partial blindness on the two eyes.
Oh, wow.
Since last week. And he said even today he was guided to the church from the bus.
Incredible.
By church members. But at that shout, he said a black spirit went out of him and he restored.
The eyes are clear.
They are clear.
He was guided to the church from the bus.
Yes.
Are you just sitting and looking like that? Odegu degu, Oman chala. Odegu degu. Hey, is it here? Oman chala. Oman chala. Take your seat. What happened here?
Sir, he said he had this excruciating pain that normally gushed water in the right eye. At the shout of fire, that pala pain took off. She herself had excruciating pain at the lower abdomen. Came out so emotional. At the shout of fire, that pain took off.
Incredible.
She's come to give God glory.
Hola, hola, hola. Hola, hola, hola. Hola, 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 hola. the name of Jesus. Take your seat. 1 minute, what happened?
Sister Margaret said she had had stomach pain that had defied medication for the past 2 years. But at the shout of fire, the Lord opened her eyes and she saw snakes coming out
snakes
of her
body. Snakes coming out of her body.
Coming out of her body and from her forehead.
And from her forehead.
And she saw herself coming out of the waters.
And saw herself coming out of the waters.
Yes, sir. And she said as that encounter happened, all the stomach pain and everything.
Abdominal condition for years.
They left her.
Were caused by snakes inside her.
Yes, sir.
The snakes just flew out.
They came out of her and she got her healing and the pains are no
more. And snakes from the head as well.
Yes, sir.
After the snakes, then she saw herself coming out of the water. Can you stand up on your feet, people? I think this is what church should be. Not lecture room. Fire center. Fireplace. Anything inside yourself must disappear now. Place your hand on yourself and lift up the other hand and say after me, say in the name of Jesus,
every stranger
in my body,
your tenure
expires. All you strangers, you are leaving now in the name of Jesus. On your mask, get set. Somebody shout, get out! Get out!
Odegu.
Mama, can we all celebrate our way forward and come back to your seat now? Lift up your hands everywhere you are. You came in here this morning. You have not yet given your life to Jesus. Your sins are not yet forgiven you. You want today to mark a new day in your life. You want Jesus to be Lord over your life. Everywhere you are, pray this prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus, louder, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Those who pray that prayer, can I see your hand up? Wave it. That's right. I see a bulk of them right there and everywhere across the congregation. Celebrations as you come forward. I want you to be the first to come. Carry your Bibles, carry your bars, and rush to the front here. Let's receive you. Give the Lord a break.
To Jesus.
Number one, rush forward. Here, you are bound by smoking, bound by drinking, bound by masturbation, prostitution, bound by bestiality, whatever it is. You are living a life that is not of God, or your life is bound, you are chained by something, and you want that chain broken. Quickly come forward here. Or you want to rededicate your life back to God. You came out like this before, but you are not living the life of the child of God. Quickly come forward sharply, and let's receive you.
Give him your life.
That's right. One. I'll give you the count of five in that category. Two.
Give him your life. He's waiting for you.
Why don't you give him your life? Two. Give him your life.
Give him your life.
Give him your
life.
Why don't you give him your life?
Give him your life.
Give him your life. Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Congratulations, every one of you. Place your right hand on your chest and pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Say it. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Jesus. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord, for helping me to live for you. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken and the grace to live for God is released upon you. I call it done. In Jesus' precious name.